I really felt a shift this week in the AI conversation. It stopped being mostly about what models can do and started being about how safely we can use them.
That's the core idea. AI safety is moving from a technical side note into a mainstream concern because these systems are now in workplaces, schools, software, and everyday services.
And what's beautiful is that the question feels more practical now, not just what can it do, but can we trust it, control it, and use it responsibly?
Exactly. Safety isn't just about dramatic, fictional risks.
Right, it's also about the everyday stuff. Misinformation, private data, harmful bias, reliability, and knowing when the system might be wrong.
That matters even more because AI is showing up in customer service, hiring, education, healthcare, finance, and other sensitive areas.
When those systems are unreliable or poorly governed, the consequences can feel very personal.
There are several forces driving that change. First, AI tools are far more accessible now.
People don't need advanced technical skills to write text, analyze information, create images, write code, or automate tasks.
That access can spark innovation, but it also means mistakes and misuse can spread quickly.
The second force is connection. AI systems are increasingly linked to other tools and data sources.
An assistant might not just answer a question. It may search documents, interact with software, manage workflows, or take actions on a user's behalf.
That's exciting for productivity, but it also raises big questions about permissions, oversight, and accountability.
The third force is recognition. Governments, businesses, researchers, and the public are increasingly understanding that responsible AI cannot be an afterthought.
I like that framing. Safety needs to be built into design, testing, deployment, and ongoing monitoring.
The article outlines four main elements for responsible development.
Transparent systems.
Users need clearer information about what the system can do, where it may fail, and how its outputs are produced.
That doesn't mean companies must reveal every technical detail.
But people should receive meaningful explanations about limitations, data handling, and decision-making processes.
The second element is stronger testing and evaluation.
Traditional software testing isn't enough when systems can generate unpredictable outputs.
AI should be evaluated across languages, cultures, user groups, and real-world situations.
Testing should also look for harmful behavior, manipulation, privacy risks, and failures caused by misleading or incomplete information.
The third element is human oversight.
Human involvement remains essential, especially in high-impact decisions.
A person should be able to review important outputs, challenge an automated recommendation, and intervene when something unexpected happens.
But oversight only works when people have the authority, time, and training to challenge the technology, rather than simply approve its results.
And the fourth element is clear accountability.
When something goes wrong, responsibility cannot hide behind a simple explanation that the model made a mistake.
Developers, vendors, organizations, and users may all carry different responsibilities, depending on how the system was created and used.
Clear policies and documentation can help establish who is accountable for decisions and outcomes.
One hopeful part is that regulation and innovation do not have to be enemies.
Sensible standards can make innovation more sustainable by improving public trust and reducing avoidable harm.
Businesses are more likely to adopt AI when they understand the risks, know what safeguards are expected, and can show responsible management.
At the same time, regulation needs to be practical and flexible.
Rules that are too vague may not protect users.
Rules that are too rigid could make it difficult for smaller organizations and researchers to experiment.
The most useful path seems to be clear protections for high-risk applications, with room for responsible research and development.
Everyday users also have a role to play.
AI-generated content should be checked before it is shared or used for important decisions.
And sensitive personal information should not be entered into a tool without understanding how that data may be stored or processed.
Users should also be cautious about treating confident language as proof of accuracy.
Organizations can take similar precautions by creating internal guidelines, training employees, limiting access to sensitive data, and requiring human review for consequential tasks.
Those steps may seem basic, but they form the foundation of responsible AI adoption.
The bigger takeaway is that trust is becoming as important as technical performance.
A system that is fast and capable but unreliable, opaque, or unsafe will struggle to earn lasting acceptance.
AI is still advancing rapidly and will continue to create exciting possibilities, but the next phase of progress must include stronger safeguards.
And better public understanding, plus more thoughtful decisions about where automation belongs.
In short, the most important shift was not the arrival of a new feature or a more powerful model.
It was the growing recognition that the future of AI will be shaped by trust, governance, and public understanding, as much as by raw capability.